Devastating wildfires and another mixed market day. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today, brought to you by McDonald's. This National Agriculture Week, McDonald's salutes Michigan farmers and suppliers. From apples and eggs to pork and cucumbers, their hard work helps bring quality ingredients to our restaurants. Downed power lines and high winds have triggered devastating wildfires in western Nebraska, burning more than 500,000 acres. Eric Pfeiffer has the story.
It's certainly a bad situation out in Nebraska as the fire continues to burn. Laura Field, the executive vice president of the Nebraska Cattlemen, says that despite the devastation, agriculture is doing what it does best, coming together to help each other.
It is really a time where we see the absolute best in the agriculture community. You know, it's calving season out in that part of the state. So many people have started calving later to avoid the harsh winters. And so a lot of people have their cows in close, which is a blessing sometimes and a difficulty. If they're all together, they can move them quicker. However, if they're in a place where a fire's headed, to get them moved quickly can be challenging too.
These fires are burning up a lot of summer pastures, which means producers are losing a lot of grass that cattle were going to consume in the summer.
We know fire is a great tool to grow back healthy landscapes, but right now these are their summer pastures that are going to be gone. And so with the number of cattle that are in that part of the state, I think this is what the biggest challenge people are thinking about right now is, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? And at the same time, our phone, especially at Nebraska Cattlemen, and I know all across the state, have been ringing saying, we've got trucks loaded. We're ready to send supplies. We're ready to send hay.
Field says this wildfire has officially been declared the largest wildfire in Nebraska's history. It's now the fifth largest in U.S. history. The Nebraska Cattlemen have set up a disaster relief fund where 100% of donations will be distributed to producers who have been impacted. To find the link to donate, visit our website, MichiganAgToday.com, and find this story. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Warmer air trying to work into Michigan over the next few days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Ag Today weather update. Here as we start off your Thursday, we've got some moisture streaking out of the state down into parts of Indiana and Ohio. It looks like this streakish moisture does not hold on very long, and it will be very scattered. If we end up with 30 to 40% coverage today, I think we're going to be lucky on the moisture side. But what it also says is clouds are going to be fairly thick through at least morning, midday, and early afternoon. Clouds will likely break up later this evening. But then we move into your Friday time frame. Once again, got some moisture trying to come down out of Canada. Tomorrow's action more so hits the UP and northern parts of lower Michigan, the northern thumb as well. I think we have to leave in here a chance for a tenth to half an inch with coverage at around 60% of the state. Southwest Michigan is going to be more likely to not see anything tomorrow. Warm and dry for the weekend, for Saturday and into early Sunday. Once we get to Sunday afternoon, though, watching a little bit of scattered shower action slowly sag southward through the balance of the state. I think we have to keep the door open to half an inch of moisture with coverage at around 60% once again. Colder air coming in behind that moisture for Monday and for Tuesday of next week. Not brutal cold like we saw earlier this week, but definitely colder. Temperatures start to moderate again on Wednesday. We likely see some rain on Thursday coming through, and that rain brings back cold air. So you get the idea, the roller coaster ride up and down. And anytime we see significant changes in air mass, we are going to be seeing a little bit of moisture get wrung out. Multiple opportunities for light rain over the next 10 days. I think once we get to the 31st into the 1st, that's when we can expect our next very strong and moisture-laden front. That one could change the dynamics into early April. I'm Ryan Martin.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Commodity markets were mixed, with grain prices under pressure from improving global supply expectations, while energy markets found modest support from steady demand and geopolitical uncertainty. Here's CJ Miller along with Tom Fritz with the EFG Group in Chicago for a closer look.
Well, we ended the day with plenty of green on the screen as grain prices across the board ended higher, especially with a strong performance for corn futures, Tom.
Corn market put in a tremendous performance. Old crop corn up 9 cents, new crop corn up 8 cents. But the corn market was a follower today. It followed the wheat market. Kansas City wheat was the first one to come roaring. Kansas City wheat's up 19. That's already 5 cents or so off its high. And that's all about the bleak outlook for the growing conditions in the southern U.S. plains that, for the hardbread winter wheat crop. So that market rallies hard. It takes Chicago with it. Most of the soft red winter wheat areas here in the Midwest, they're in pretty decent shape. But when you see sharp advances like that in the wheat market, the corn market's going to follow. Also, corn market was following the meal market, feed circles. USDA did announce 120,000 tons of meal sold to unknown. The export basis for meal is quite strong. But the meal market finally reacts. Bottom line, grain markets overall, we're going to hang tough.
And that was Tom Fritz with EFG Group in Chicago. May corn rallied to 463 1/4, up 9 1/4. July corn as well, up 9 even to 474 1/2. May soybeans showed some strength, up 4 3/4 to 1161 3/4. July beans also in the black, up 5 1/4 to 1176 1/2. May wheat with continued strength to 604 1/4, up 14 1/2. April live cattle up 17 cents to 235.40, and April lean hogs at 93.75, up 2 cents. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.